Good morning. Clouds and showers will be common this morning across interior New York and New England as a warm front continues to press through the region. Temperatures overnight remain steady and in some cases have even surged back through the 40s and into the lower 50s on the heels of a gusty south to southwest wind at times over 25 to 30 miles per hour. The warm front will continue to move through the region during the next several hours, and the precipitation will wind down. We'll even see some breaks in the cloud cover from time to time to yield partly sunny skies, and this will allow temperatures to surge everywhere through the 60s and toward the 70-degree mark on the heels of that southwest wind. As we continue through the afternoon, we'll see some scattered showers move through in this warm sector. And then we'll turn our attention to the west, where a cold front will approach as the storm system tracks through southern Canada. Out ahead of this cold front, a couple of lines of showers and thunderstorms will develop, and some of the storms could be on the stronger side with brief heavy downpours and winds that could gust up to and even over the 50-mile-per-hour mark as that front swings on by. Later this evening and overnight, we'll start a drying trend behind the showers and thunderstorms. The wind will flip around to the northwest and will begin to cool down as readings drop dramatically back through the 50s and 40s and into the upper 20s and lower 30s for overnight lows. Skies will clear out for the weekend as high pressure builds in. It'll be mostly sunny, breezy, and much cooler on Saturday with highs in the lower 40s and full sunshine, but still on the chilly side Sunday with highs right around the 40-degree mark. Early next week, another system will emerge out of the Ohio Valley and head toward New York City. On this track, clouds will thicken and there's a chance of rain and snow by the end of the day with highs staying in the upper 30s. That system will move through, leaving us with drier weather on Tuesday before another system comes in with more unsettled weather for the middle of next week with mainly rain showers on Wednesday in the upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, snow will spread across the central plains and into the upper Midwest as the latest storm system moves through the Great Lakes and into southern Ontario. Snowfall amounts are likely to be between 6 and 12 inches for the mountains of Utah and Colorado, while lake effect may produce similar amounts over the upper peninsula of Michigan. A strong area of high pressure will build in over the central United States behind the fast-moving system on Friday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with light rain showers and fog, 34 degrees, with a southwest wind at 51, gusting to 56 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 41, 80% relative humidity, a south wind at 16 gusting to 28 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.92 inches and falling rapidly. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and windy with showers and a thunderstorm, lower 70s, Boston cloudy and windy with showers near 70, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with showers and a thunderstorm and temperatures falling into the 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 38. The average temperature, 45, that's 9 degrees above normal. 63 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, no snowfall, 3/10 of an inch for the month, which is 7.6 inches of snow below normal, and 42.6 inches for the season, which is 12.2 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high, 78, set in 2012, and the record low, 2, in 1967 and in 1876. Sunrise this morning, 6:58 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:08 p.m., 12 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Windy with scattered showers this evening. Snow showers overnight tonight, lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Windy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm this evening, clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs around 70. Cloudy tonight with scattered showers this evening, then clearing overnight with lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Windy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm this evening, clearing overnight tonight in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers and storms today with highs near 70. Windy with scattered showers this evening, clearing overnight tonight in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, lower 40s, sunny, 40 on Sunday. Thickening clouds with snow and rain on Monday in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s on Tuesday, and a chance of showers Wednesday, highs in the upper 40s, 50s with increasing clouds Thursday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.